Welcome back to more of Relay for Life Radiothon here on WRMJ. John Hoshite with you, and joining me is Amy Morrison. And I'm really glad to say Amy Morrison is joining me today, because 5 or 6 years ago, we did this interview for Relay for Life, and you were fighting it at that time. And the fact you're here talking to me today is great, great news.
It sure is, yes.
So what's your situation right now?
So right now, I was considered in remission or NED about 5 years ago or so. And now it came back last year, last April. I was diagnosed of recurrent ovarian cancer. And I went through treatment. Everything I have is very small, but it didn't take care of everything. So I am on a PARP inhibitor, which is just a daily pill I take. And so far, it's doing its job.
Well, that's great, because you look great.
Thank you.
So now, as far as how it was diagnosed, once again, just for people out there listening, what were some of the signs or something that said, I need to get checked out?
I was already on my, I was being checked every 6 months as it was. I have it's called the CA125, which is an indicator, a blood test indicator. And it was just barely going up, but since mine had stayed stable for so many years, that was a concern to me. So we caught it really fast because, you know, they wanted me to wait, and I had to wait a few months until it went up far enough to where they could maybe see something on a CT scan. So other than that, I didn't really have symptoms, except for that the CA125 was rising.
Well, and the one key that I've stressed and my guests have stressed over the years on Relay for Life is, if you have symptoms or something's not normal, or as your point, you know, my test, things are rising, don't delay. Don't think, well, let's just wait and see how it goes or anything like that. The sooner you get it attended to, the better.
100%. And I was on them. Yeah. I was making my phone calls every month trying to make sure we were up on it and took care of it.
And talk about the support you've received over the years. I know Relay for Life, all the different people out there, I know it's been tremendous.
It really has. And something I'm on right now, the PARP inhibitor, wasn't here 5 years ago. And so all the money that's going into, you know, the American Cancer Society and all that to help fund research and that, I mean, it's things are happening so fast now that is very important to
me. Well, yeah, you're proof of that. And that is really great news to hear, because to say people's donations to Relay for Life are doing just what it is intended to do.
Exactly.
And you're proof of that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Great. So you just kind of maintain what you're doing, take that pill, and hopefully things will just continue to work out the best for you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. Well, listen, I tell you, I'm really glad you were able to stop by and talk with us about this. I hate to say there's been people I've interviewed that didn't make that return trip to talk to me, but you have, and that's just, I can't tell you how happy I am to see you and talk to you.
Thank you.
Okay, once again, that's Amy Morrison, and as you heard her say, the donations that you make to Relay for Life go to research, and they came up with the new, what is it called again?
It's called a PARP inhibitor.
A PARP inhibitor, and it's helped her fight this battle with cancer, and that's just awesome. So once again, if you'd like to make a contribution today, you can stop by here at our new downtown studios, maybe sneak a peek, and then also just give us a call at 309-582-5666 or 5626. That's 309-582-5666, and make a donation to Mercer County's Relay for Life. And once again, Amy, thanks for stopping in.
Thank you.